This week, here on You and the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron is here, and we're talking about identity theft. Is it financial self-preservation to have a shredder?
I think these days the answer is resoundingly yes. Shredders, especially because it's not something that's going to break the bank. Extremely inexpensive way of helping people protect their identity.
So basically there's too much paperwork that could be used to steal their identity around.
Absolutely. Everything from credit card statements to bank statements to pre-approved credit card applications to prescriptions to any information or documentation that has personal or identifying information on it. Absolutely.
I get these pre-approved credit card applications. That suggests to me that someone out there, or maybe a lot of someone's out there, have a lot of really important information about me that I never knew they had.
Well, that's certainly the nature of things these days. It's about information sharing. It's how Google makes its money. It's how Yahoo makes its money. It's about sharing information about us. So, yeah, no, it's absolutely the case that there are some things that we can't control about the information that is shared about us. Whether it's generated through the inner workings of our computer or going to a doctor's office or going to a bank.
What about something like prescription bottles? I mean, if you can, should you run those through a shredder so nobody can get your name, your doctor, what disease you may have?
Well, understanding that if there are people that rather than punch a time clock would rather dive for garbage and look through people's for people's personal information through looking through dumpsters and refuge and rubbish, then I would absolutely take that extra step. It doesn't take that long to simply shred or cut up a prescription bottle or the prescription slip inside of it.
What about those friendly voices on the phone that would like to help you if you just give them a little information?
Two words, hang up. It really, especially a generation of my parents, everyone thinks that there is a certain etiquette that attends the telephone, that you have to listen to people and not hang up. And this is one of the biggest things that it's difficult to drill, especially with elderly individuals, is there is no crime in simply hanging up the phone. Any solicitations of any kind, if you don't know who it is on the other side of the phone, And it's obvious that it's an unsolicited call, hang up.
What about the endless image of younger people today putting the most amazing personal information on Facebook or in emails or whatever? Do they need to be protected from themselves on their financial data and Social Security numbers and so forth?
Well, it's a different world where people think that, there's no harm or basically that information is sort of worn out on their sleeve. And I do think that it's worth some education, absolutely, to safeguard against doing things like that, putting yourself out there to such an extent where you could potentially hurt yourself. And it's all common sense, really, but some folks need a little bit more help. Maybe they think it's never going to happen to me, or maybe they think that they're doing things on something that's a secure situation. But we've learned too many times that that's never truly the case.
By federal law, you're entitled to one free credit report a year from the credit reporting agencies. Is it a real good idea to take advantage of that particular free offer?
Let's see. Free, and it lets you look at your credit information and make sure that no one's hacking into it. Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. FreeCreditReport.com is exactly what it sounds like it is, and people should access their credit report regularly, review it, and make sure that everything on there belongs to them.
Today, here on You and the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron has been here, and we've been talking about identity theft. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.